It is an art to listen to what I want to hear. It is an art to listen to what I want to hear. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. It is an art to listen to what I want to hear. All around me, all the world is barking and shouting and talking and saying things about what's going on. All about me, all the world is filled with all sorts of drama and imagination and things that are saying to me, ha, 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 ha. You don't like that? Then why listen to it? You don't like that? Why talk about it? You don't like that? Why have anything to do with it? Why? And of course, we ask ourselves that. Why have anything to do with something we don't want to talk about, that we don't want to listen to, that we don't want to be part of? And yet, we constantly do it. Now, it's an art to listen to what I want to hear. I choose to hear that this is a beautiful world. I choose to hear that this is a world filled with joy and harmony and peace and love and joy and harmony and peace and love and joy and harmony and peace and love. I choose to listen to that. I choose to know that everywhere about me, everyone is enjoying the thoughts that they want to have. Everyone is enjoying the thoughts that make them happy, that make them feel fulfilled, that make them feel just wonderful. Everyone is having those kind of thoughts. Yes, they are. And so am I. And I am the leader of the pack of those thoughts, of those wonderful thoughts, of everything that makes me happy. And truly, it's up to me. It's an art. No. Where can I learn about this art? Where can I learn about this art of listening to what I want to hear? Well, every time I hear anything, I say to myself, is that what I want to hear? Or is that something that's not pleasant for me? Is that something that's supportive of my good consciousness? Or is that something that is not? I make the choice. I make the choice all the time. It's an art. It's an art to listen to it. Now, we take Michelangelo and we look at him, we think, wow, what a great sculptor he was, doing that marvelous statue of David. And yet, the statue was made from a piece of marble that had flaws in it, that was imperfect. And Michelangelo looked at the piece of marble, and he said, there is something good in there. There is something beautiful in there. And he looked at it, and he let his inner resolve tell him, because his inner knowingness knew what is going to be, not the appearances that are at the moment. And so he brought forth out of that statue one of the most magnificent symbols of the human body that has ever existed, most beautifully performed, most beautifully revealed, most beautifully brought forth you could ever want. And it's wonderful. And it's wonderful only because he listened first of what he wanted to see in that piece of marble. He listened in his heart of what he wanted to see in there. And that he saw. And then he brought it forth. He didn't tell anybody. He didn't say, I'm going to bring forth this wonderful symbol of the human body. He didn't say that. He just went forth to do it. And he took his chisel, and he took his pounding stones, and he brought it forth in its beautiful, wonderful form. Now, we don't have such interesting ways of looking at life, of interesting ways of accomplishing things that we want to accomplish in our life, but they are meaningfully the same way. It's an art. It's an art. When you are in a conversation, do you feel that you are the artist, that you're the one who creates that conversation? Or do you feel that somebody else is creating that conversation? Do you feel that somebody else is telling that story and you're merely participating in it? You're merely letting it happen in your world? No, no, no. We don't have to let it happen in our world. We don't have to participate in it in any way. We can redesign any activity that goes on in our world at the moment it's happening. and we redesign it by calling forth its highest and best, its most beautiful virtues, its most beautiful aspects. And as we call that forth, it happens. It happens. Yes, the world has sappers in it, people who go around taking you down to their level or up to their level or whatever. And if these people are sad and unhappy, if these people are finding unhappy things in life, and they're expressing that in your while you're listening, don't. It's an art to listen to what I want to hear. It's an art to listen to what I want to hear. Now, how am I going to go about listening to what I want to hear? I'm going to go about listening to what I want to hear by being the artist, not by letting other people be the artist. They might incite me into a thought system, into an idea, but I'm the one who lets that take form in my consciousness and in their consciousness, because I created them in the first place. So they say, oh, look at that terrible thing. And we look at something, and it could be terrible, and we say, oh, what magic. They're going to come out just wonderful. They're going to come out just magnificent. They're going to do a dive, and they're do a flip, and they're going to do a roll. They're going to do all those things that you or anybody else might think is impossible. But no, they're going to do it, because we are creating them in our consciousness doing just that. And as they do that, then beautiful things take place as we watch. We watch these children on skateboards, and we see them going up and down on ramps and in the park and so forth, and they do the most amazing things. They do flip-overs, and they do turnarounds, and they make that board be right where they want it to be, so that when they come down, they land right on that board, and they go scooting along just so beautifully. Now, can everyone do that? Yes, if they're willing to be the artist. If they're willing to know that it is an art to listen to what I want to hear. It is an art to watch what I want to see. It is an art to know what I want to know. It is an art to be divine. It is an art to be a normal person. It's okay to be human, but it's much more exciting, much more delightful being divine. And I can be divine. I can be divine, and I can be wonderful, and I can be magical, and I can be fulfilling in every possible way. And I can say to myself, this is my way. This is my day. I am so happy with everything that's going on in my world. I am so happy with everything that's going on in my world, because this is the only thing that matters to me. This is the only thing that matters to me. And because it's the only thing that matters to me, it's the only thing that I'm going to watch. It's the only thing that I'm going to watch ever. I'm going to only listen to the divine, only know the divine, only be the divine, only enjoy the divine, and only take the divine into my heart, into my soul, into my life, because I have that choice. It is an art to listen to what I want to hear. It is an art to talk about what I want to talk about. It is an art to say what I want to say. It is an art to be what I want to be. It's not a matter of anything else in this world. It's just a matter of what I want to be. Now, what do you want to be? What do you want to be? What do you want to think? What do you want to realize is true for you? What do you want to know is true for you? What do you want to be in your world that's wonderful and glorious and fantastic? What do you want to be? How do you want to be it? How do you want to be what is glorious and good and fantastic in your world? How do you want to be it? Do you want to be it so you can enjoy it every moment of your life? Do you want to be it as you are walking down the street? Do you want to be it as you're talking to your family? Do you want to be it as you're sharing with your children, with your spouse? Do you want to be it as you're doing anything at all? Well, then, just make your decision. It is an art to to listen to what I want to hear. So I'm going to train myself in the art of listening to what I want to hear. I'm going to train myself in the art of seeing what I want to see. I'm going to train myself in the art of being who I want to be. Because I am that I am, and I am that now. And it's a wonderful thing to be that now and forevermore. You bet it is. It's an art to listen to what I want to hear. It's an art to listen to what I wanted to hear. And I am so happy with that art. I am so happy with that art. Because that's all. That's all, that's all, that's all, that's all. That's all that matters to me. And that's all that matters to you. Know that with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. I love you. I love you.